Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaya. How may I help you?
Yes, I got a charge for 2 watches that I didn't order.
All right, yes, sir. So can I start off by getting your zip code so I can locate these charges?
80911.
Yes, sir, thank you. And can I have your first and last name, please?
Preston Walker.
Yes, sir, Mr. Walker. Just one brief moment while our database is loading. Okay. Yes, sir, Mr. Walker. And just for verification purposes, may I please have that shipping address?
My address?
The shipping address, yes, sir.
142 Security Boulevard, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80911.
Okay, yes, sir. So, yes, I do see here the 2 charges for the fitness watches, which are supposed to track your incoming calls, your steps, your heart rate. So you don't recall putting in an order on April 25th for starting a trial for these 2 watches?
I had I had the trial, now I got to pay for the watch. I don't understand what's going on.
Yes, sir. So I can explain the terms and conditions. Before confirming the order, you had agreed to the terms and conditions, basically saying that you agree to a 14-day trial. The 14 days is to receive the product and try out the product. All you had to do was just call in before that 15th day to avoid being billed the full retail price for those 2 products. But since you didn't call in, we just assumed that you enjoyed the product, and yes, that's why you revealed the full retail price for them. Again, those are listed in the terms and conditions before confirming the order.
Oh, okay. So that was a mistake on my part. Okay, then.
All right. is that all that you needed?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.